Good morning, Chris, KB8RVP. Hey, welcome back home. Yeah, thanks. It was awesome sleeping in my own bed last night, taking a shower at home. Eating some real food. That food was not good up there at the hospital.
And it never is. I'm glad you're home. Yep, nice hot shower. Your own environment. Jogging pants, sweatshirt. Yeah, that's the way to go. Big old woolly socks on your feet. How are you feeling? You sound pretty chipper.
No, I had a good night's sleep. Usually go to bed about 10. I went to bed at 8:30 last night. I couldn't keep my eyes open anymore. The first two nights, Jesus was next to me, and he was real nice, and we got up at the same time, went to bed at the same time, watched the same shows, and we talked quite a bit. And he was real nice and quiet. He checked out. They came in and cleaned his room at 11 o'clock at night. After I had the procedure, I was like wired. I couldn't get to sleep till it was between 11 and 12. Just couldn't get to sleep. I was wide awake. I don't know if it's because I slept for a while during the procedure or if it was the stuff they gave me to knock me out or what, but I couldn't sleep. So they came in, cleaned the room, and I had a super nice nurse that night. She closed the door. The nurse the first night left the door open. We were right by the nurse's station and the main room to get all their supplies and medication, so the door would, they had to keep pushing the buttons and go in. Door would slam, go out, and the door would slam. So, and I thought I could have something for the noise. He said, oh yeah, I got earplugs. So she gave me earplugs, and that was better, but you could still hear all the pain all night and everything. Let me buy a second. So the second night, closed the door. That was awesome. James and I slept great. Still put the earplugs in because people were coming in on checking on him, but not me, and then me, but not him, and that helped too. But after he checked out, I went to bed, closed the door, turned the lights off. It was nice and quiet. All of a sudden at 2 a.m., a new guy got checked in next to me, and him and his girlfriend, and they were loud for 2.5 hours. Had the lights on, blasting the TV, playing with the bed. Look how high the bed goes. Laughing, and look at, you can move everything. You know, it was dark, the door was closed, it was nice and quiet, can't even consider it. So I didn't get any sleep. So it was, that's why I was exhausted and slept in my own bed last night. It was amazing.
No, welcome back home. Yeah, that was an ordeal that night. I can't believe how rude people are. You know, they don't care. Glad you're home. Yeah, nurse's station, man, when you're across from that, you don't get any sleep. The phone is ringing, people talking, laughing. yucking it up, you know, the nurses and all, and it's just like, it's just, ain't no way you can get any rest. Been there. Yep. It's, definitely no fun. No picnic. Well, the weather report is snowing. And I'm on a country road going about 35 miles an hour because everybody else in front of me is going slow, so that's okay. See the ice underneath the snow. That's what's going on here. It's not like heavy snowing, but it's the snowflakes are really fine and small. It's kind of foggy out outside, but it's due to the snow that's falling down. I don't know if it's really light, fluffy stuff, or if it's on the wet side. Must be at more on the drier side because it's not like all wet on your windshield. I don't even have my defrosters going, so. Anyway, thank God it's Thursday, man. It was horribly cold yesterday, and I'm hoping that it won't be like that today. Other than that, yeah, you'll eat like a horse after not eating that good over at the hospital. KD8RVPK8, I'll be up.
The problem was, they didn't know when they were going to get me in for surgery. So they were like, yep, we're going to do the surgery. We're going to do it about 10 in the morning. Well, my doctor just switched batteries. Yeah, my doctor couldn't get an open operating room. He started about 10 in the morning, and it got to be all the way up until 7 o'clock at night. And there were still three people ahead of me, so they postponed it. Put it off to the next day, and they're like, yep, we're going to get you in at 3:30. I didn't get in there until 5. So I didn't get back from recovery and back to my room until 7:30 at night. And I had pretty good pain trying to go to the bathroom, so they kept me overnight. Well, they were going to get me out yesterday morning, and it went all the way past lunch. So everybody was super friendly. It didn't matter if it was housekeeping, if it was a nurse assistant, if it was the nurse, the doctors, everybody super friendly. The orderlies or whatever that come and get you in a wheelchair to take you to get a CT scan or something, everybody was super friendly. There was a lady that takes you from the operating room back to your room. She was 93 years old, Ruby. She retired years ago and her husband passed away, and she's like, well, what am I going to do? I'm not just going to sit around the house. I'm going back to work. 93 years old, still working every day, full time. She's not like a candy striper or a volunteer. She's full time. Could you imagine if you're still working full time at 93? KD8RVP.
Yeah, no. I can't wait to retire in a few more years, let alone still working at 93. No, thank you. Whether my spouse passes or not. And I don't mean retire to sit in a rocking chair either. I'd still be active, but I think I'd be done with work unless I was working part-time like McDonald's or something like that, you know, something extremely easy and to put up with. Around with coffee pots, serve coffee, make egg McMuffins, whatever, you know. That would only be part time. Oh boy. Well, good for her, though, you know, I mean, to still be active. My mom's pretty much a vegetable. She can't do anything for herself, nothing at all, nothing. Just lays in bed. That's it, just lays in bed. Everything's got to be done for her, she can't do nothing. Can't even move herself to reposition herself in the bed. Can't do nothing. Nothing at all. And she's younger than my dad. So, that's why she's in a nursing home, because there's no way I could. You gotta be around her, around the clock all the time, you know. I can't do that, neither can my wife. We don't even have a home set up for anything like that. You know, wheelchair accessible and great big pull-up bars that would hang over the bed and everything to help pull them up. Just got into Bay City. And the main road here has got slippery slush on top of ice on the road. KV8RVD, KV8LDF mobile.
Well, I don't know. Well, the people that were there seem to have the right idea. They stay active, like the lady that took me in the wheelchair down to get my second CT scan. She'd been there 30 years, and she's like, I'm eligible to retire, but what am I going to do? She's like, here I come in, I walk all over the building, I get all my exercise, I get to talk to people, and I mean, everybody smiled and was happy. Joe, he was a nurse assistant. If you rang your buzzer and the nurse was busy with somebody else, the nurse assistant would come and let you know that they'll get a hold of your nurse, see what you needed. If it was just something simple, they'd take care of it. And he'd been there 33 years. He was thinking about retiring, but he wasn't sure. But he was super nice, joked around. He wasn't my nurse assistant yesterday, but he still came by to check on me. He's like, Mike, what are you still doing here? I thought you were going home. So it was super nice people. But it's kind of weird, the food. So I looked at what they had on the menu for yesterday for breakfast. I didn't want any of that. So I just ordered scrambled eggs, the little potatoes. It wasn't hash browns, it was the little cube potatoes, home fries, whatever they call them. And I wanted the side of bacon and sausage. Well, you can't get two meats, you can only get one. I'm like, well, I don't need the juice cup, I don't need the juice, I don't need the dessert, I just want two meats. Nope, you can't get two meats, and they won't give you salt. They'll put two peppers, three peppers, four peppers on your plate, but they won't give you any salt, and everything's super bland. I'm like, what is up with this place? This is crazy. These people are all sick. They need to get healthy, and you're giving them this, like I ordered a salad with every meal that I could, and it was the palest lettuce you've ever seen. Only thing that had any color was the two cherry tomatoes. Yeah, they could do a little work on their meal selection. The guy that was next to me before I left, he had pancreatitis, which is one of the most painful things you can have. And he found out he was a diabetic. Didn't know he was a diabetic. They checked his sugar. He hadn't eaten in 3 days. The sugar was 300. So they said, you might not be able to eat. We got to check with the doctor. So the breakfast came, and he ate it anyway. And within 20 minutes, he was in the most excruciating pain. And the doctor came in. Right after he ate, he goes, you didn't eat, did you? He goes, yeah. Oh, boy, you're going to pay for it. He said, when you got pancreatitis, you can't eat for, like, a week. You got to let your pancreas recover. Just crazy stuff.
Yeah, hospital's no fun. And the food stinks. They had to pull my mom out of the care facility and ship her over to the hospital because her heart went into AFib and they don't have anything to accommodate that at the care facility. So they had to ship her over to the hospital. That's always an ordeal. Even though they took her in an emergency, she waited and waited and waited and waited. When she finally got her room. Like you said, everybody was nice and everything, but the food is just absolutely horrifying. So, yeah, she's back at her at the care facility, and they actually got a chef there, some kind of a master chef, and actually the food there at the care facility is really good. There was a time where I was there at dinner time to visit my mom, and she had, it was like turkey and stuffing and cranberries, and it wasn't Thanksgiving either. It was something that they served, and the turkey was moist, it was delicious. I had a little nibble of her stuffing. The stuffing was really good. But yeah, there's no salt. They don't give anybody salt. None of those places give out salt. Nope. No salt, period. So. Yeah. Well, I'm just about ready to pull in over at the parking lot at work, so I just gotta around the corner and pull in, so I'll catch you later. I'm glad you're home, and hope you don't have any problems further up the line. KB8RVP, KB8LDF, declaring your final. Welcome back.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to be back. Just getting my computer ready to sign in for work, and put in for 2 days of sick time. I've been at this location since 2015. I've never had to select sick time before, so I think I'm doing pretty good. The doctors and nurses were pretty impressed. They're like, what medications are you on? None. Well, what kind of problems do you have? Problems. All these things, I'm like, no, I don't have any problems. They're like, wow, we don't get that very often. Of course, all we see is sick people. They couldn't believe it. But, and it's snowing to beat the band here. We're getting pretty heavy snow. Already heard the fire department's going out on, an ambulance is going out on some accidents. So, glad you made it safe. Didn't look like you guys were getting quite as much as we were here. Glad the temperature range went up in the teens instead of the single digits with 20, 30 below wind chills. We're done with that. I was in the hospital for the really cold stuff, except when Patty picked me up yesterday. It was pretty cold, pretty windy. Have a good day at work. Thanks for the shout. 73, KAB8RVP. I'll be clear.
Once they got in the base today, it doesn't look like it's snowing as hard at all. It's hardly snowing at all. But I don't know what the forecast is, if we're supposed to get a big accumulation or if this is it. I'll have to look once they get in. see what they're predicting. All right. Very good. Have a good day. And hope you don't get too many tickets today. And we'll possibly talk with you tomorrow. Enjoy the heat, too. Yeah. There's definitely a difference when you walk outside. It's not like what it was yesterday. No hairs would freeze up instantly. K-A-L-D-S.
ZKN Mobile.
KSA-CYO, you copy?
Got a good copy.
How am I making it on the input side there? I can hear it pretty decently here, but not totally full quieting.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. You sound a little narrow, though.
Oh, yeah? I don't know what's going on there. I got the mic on the, takes out all the low frequencies. I can add those back in. I don't know if that's what you're hearing.
Yeah, it could be, or it's the other speaker in my van. I got the aux cable pulled out mostly, and so it's only get my right speaker, and normally I'm used to listening to the left speaker.
Oh, okay, that might be the difference. I went back to full range on the mic here, so I don't know if that makes any difference to you. Most people say they like it better the other way for intelligibility.
Yeah, I mean, both are fine. So you beat on that regulator?
I did, and amazing. Yeah, that did the trick.
Nice. Good deals. Yeah, sometimes you just got to beat on them a little bit. Get that gas flow going.
Yeah, I called the guy back and talked to him, and he said that happens all the time when it gets down around 0 degrees. And that's probably why nothing's been working right for the last few days here. I just thought it was because it was so cold. And that's really weird. My furnace can't keep up with anything anymore. It used to be able to.
Yeah, I just I was talking to some guys on 40 meters, and they're all avid filter changers. They change them monthly, and I'm like, man, you guys keep on top. You know, I slack. I maybe 3 months if I'm lucky. And when I was cleaning the basement out, I was like, you know what? Might as well pull that filter out, and that thing was so plugged up.
Oh, yeah. Every month seems like a little bit much, unless you buy those really cheap filters, and then you should do it at least once a month. But, I don't know, I change mine probably 2 or 3 times a year, not excessively, that's for sure. And it's usually not that bad when I bring it out, it's not that bad at all.
Yeah, you know, it depends on how many is in the household. You know, you got hardwood floors, is it? You know, getting sucked into the returns, and if you have pets, so I mean, everyone's house is going to be different, you know, and some can get away, others cannot, but man, my furnace is working great, even with the plugged filter, and so I can only imagine how she's going to do now.
Yeah, well, that sounds good, yeah. Very good. Had you tried this repeater before in the past?
You know, I'm not sure. I'd have to go back to my memory mode and see if it's in there. I probably have, I would imagine so.
I was really surprised that I could even hit it from here, and I just programmed a bunch of presets in here the other day and tried them out, and I was very surprised I could get that repeater up in Holton, Michigan. That's way the heck up there from here. And that was working fine. Of course, Grand Haven is completely full quieting, so that's really impressive.
Man, he didn't even have to put a Heliax up or a 70-foot tower. So I can hit those too, but I had to work for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got my coat hanger up in the air here. That's all it takes.
Yeah, I'm just out there holding it out by hand and going to town, man, hitting everywhere.
Yeah, I tell you, with this new antenna that Larry got me, I tell you, it's amazing. I'm hearing all kinds of frequencies I never heard before.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, it looked good up there, too. You got a good view. We'll see what the view is on that 120-footer, eh?
Oh, I know. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Hey, you know, I was telling you about that omnidirectional for the television stuff. I was watching some channel the other day, channel 14. I'm wondering what the heck is that? And that is WCMU in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And that thing is popping in here on my super TV, just fine and dandy, with that little antenna that you put up for me.
Yeah, I think you just do well in general. What's your elevation at the footprint?
I can't remember now. I think it's like 850 or 880, something like that.
All right, yeah. So you're pushing 900. I'm sitting at 640. Terrible.
I feel for you, brother. I feel for you. I used to live in a bad situation like that, and it just was no fun for radio.
Yeah, definitely wasn't cutting it before I made a bunch of changes, that's for sure. I mean, I was having a hard time getting the IRA Grand Rapids because of that hill. I was talking to Larry across the bridge there on West River on mobile 6-meter. And I can hear them better on that than I do on the big stick at the house.
Well, start saving those pennies. You'll get there someday and get your beautiful shack up on a hill out in the woods somewhere with 40 acres. You know, 100-foot pole barn, you know, you'll be in good shape then.
Yeah, that would be nice. Gotta get a move on, man. Gotta go find some. We need this market to turn around a little bit and then tackle it. I should start looking again. I mean, anywhere is gonna be better than where I'm at.
Yeah, I need to find some rich old lady. Her husband just died and she wants to sell the farm for $150,000.
That's dreaming there. But yeah, that would be that'd be sweet. 150. I don't think you can buy a shed for that anymore.
Oh yeah, and to make the story better, he was a ham operator and he left a nice flex radio behind for you.
Yeah, she didn't even know what it was. I don't know what this little black box is, but yeah, if you got a use for it, keep it or I'll toss it.
That would be a dream, wouldn't it? Holy cow. Well, I better let this repeater cool off. I don't know. I don't use it much, but I'm not sure what the traffic is here. So I will catch you later on. Hope you have a great, safe day out there. And, well, maybe catch you on the way back. KFA-CYO. Talk to you later.
Yeah, good timing. I'm 2 minutes away from my next stop here, so. All right, talk to you later. 73-KEA-ZKN Mobile.
And thank you, Lansing, for the use of your repeater, KFA-CYO.
KF8-CPP monitoring.
How you doing, WAYRC?
Hi there. Just got home from school. It's a half day today. It was exams, so pretty nice. So, yeah. How about you? How about yourself?
Yeah, I work third shift, but I should be sleeping, but I'm in here playing radio, so that's what the story is right now. I'm going to do some winter field day, but I don't want to go out and play in the snow. I might just do it here from the house and call it good.
Gotcha. All right, yeah. I'm not too sure whether I'm going to do winter field day or not, but, yeah, I'll probably decide whether I'll do it or not sometime this week.
Yeah, well, it's the weekend, so I get stuff ready, but, yeah, I don't know. I want to, but I've been working a lot of crazy hours, so, and I may be on standby for this weekend too. We got a new guy, so he may, if he works out fine, if he don't, then I'll be working. So kind of on hold right now, but I'm trying to get stuff set up just in case I can. So anyway, I'm gonna go back at it. Just want to let you know there was somebody out here listening. 73, name here's Mike, by the way. 73, have a good day. W8YRC.
All right. 73 to you as well. You have a good day, sir, and thank you for coming back to me. This is KF8CPP. I'll be going clear.
November 8, Uniform Oscar Monitoring.
KFA-CYO-KEA-ZKN Mobile. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, Kilo November, Mobile, and monitoring. People keying up, but not saying anything. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Kilo November Mobile.
KF8CLL, monitoring. KF8CPP, monitoring. KF8CPP, monitoring. Hey, Jason, got a little bit of crackle on your signal, but I can copy your signal, yes. Yeah, I'm still here. I still have a copy.
NAWET, Kilo Echo 8, United Radio. Victor, are you around the frequency tonight? Nothing heard. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio. Victor.
KESEV, East Dallas, Michigan. Monitoring.
NAWET. NAWET, Kilo Echo 8, United Radio, Victor, are you around the frequency? Nothing heard, Kilo Echo 8, United Radio, Victor.